Jimmy Kerr's Thursday Night Fader Night. One segment left. Great phone calls tonight. An amazing Fader Night. And we've got one segment left. Let's get as many calls in as we can. Hi, you're live on Fade to Black. Who's calling?
Hi, my name is Josh.
Hey, Josh, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from California.
All right. What's on your mind tonight, Josh?
Well, I wanted to call and tell you about a project that I've been working on for a few years, but I'm just finishing up right now, and that's a book and a video that involves UFOs and ancient history, and it's called Ancient Psychedelia, Alien Gods and Mushroom Goddesses.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of along the line of, Graham Hancock and a little bit of Sitchin and a little bit of, ties a lot of stuff in together. It's really interesting. It uses symbolism to teach the history of the mushroom and psychedelics going back all the way back to the beginning of human culture.
When's the book come out?
Well, I'm currently running a Kickstarter campaign to try to raise the funds to self-publish the book. So right now we've got about 30 days left on Kickstarter to try to get the book self-published.
Well, are you on Twitter?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
I'm on Twitter and Facebook at Secret Symbolism.
Okay, well, post it up on Twitter, hashtag F2B, and we'll get the Fader Not family exposed to it, man.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. I really think your fans would like it. It's right up your alley, I think. It's basically what I did was I delved into history, into the mythologies of all the different civilizations and the religions of all the main civilizations, and I came up with an interesting idea and concept based on what I found through history, and that is that basically the ancient people viewed the creator or god or goddess, that deity in the sky, as a mushroom. And the way I put that together is I think I found images of pretty much every single deity that we know of, every goddess and god that exists out there pretty much that's common or popular, either holding a mushroom or figured as a mushroom. And these are in either ancient cave art, artifacts, glyphs, rocks, stone stelas, coins, and Christian and medieval art.
It's okay. I would say, and I would love to check the book out in the video, I would say that is probably pretty solid. And I don't know why somebody hasn't made those connections, visually through symbols in the past, because there's symbolism everywhere and people are connecting the dots all the time. The other part of it, though, and I definitely agree with you, is that, Graham has talked about this and many others, too. I mean, we've had enough psychedelic, conversations on Fade to Black. But the science side of it, where the ability to access something interdimensional, whether it's in a parallel world or however you want to describe it, but the visions have all been the same. One thing is for sure, though, is that the access to a psychedelic influence has been around for thousands of years.
Yes, exactly. And one of the things that, another connection that I made that's really interesting that I haven't heard anybody else really reference yet at this time, which is, it's pretty important, is I also found that it seems the ancient people believed that the UFOs were part of how the mushrooms were actually engendered and brought to us. And so what I found is in some of the writings like the Rig Veda, that some of the prayers and the hymns there are, some of them are praying to some of the gods, basically as that are defined in certain types of gods like Asvins, as luminous aerial vehicles, and they're praying for them to land on the sacred grass, and they're praying for them to bring like the maruts and either the mushrooms and the spores and the wind or whatever, but they're asking them to land on the sacred grass so they can make sacrifice and they can consume the gods, basically. Mm-hmm. So that, you know, as the mushrooms. Mm-hmm. So it seems like, you know, and I think that's why we have a lot of this UFO imagery in the ancient world, in some of the art, you know, the cave art and stuff. But it doesn't necessitate an alien situation. I think actually that the ancient people felt that the mushroom itself was an alien because it came here as spores through space. Mm-hmm. So sometimes it was that they were imagined as gods or deities that were alien-like mushroom gods. And so I've got actually a really cool reptilian type of mushroom god artifact from Colima, Mexico, which actually where he's holding a couple mushrooms, and he looks like he's kind of like an overlord, you know, making an offering to the people or something. And it's really, really cool. I found a lot of really interesting artifacts and coins and different symbols in ancient history that I've been able to use to put all of this together.
Yeah, sounds interesting, man. And what's your name on Twitter?
I'm Joshua Bempishot, and I'm at Secret Symbolism, and it's Ancient Psychedelia.
Okay, well, put it all up in Twitter, hashtag F2B, and I'll retweet it. Everybody's listening right now. Well, that's fine. I want to check it out. This is very interesting. But put it up there and do it as soon as you hang up so I can see it, and I'll retweet it. Everybody's listening now, so they'll be looking for it. All right, Josh?
Thank you very much, Jimmy. I'll talk to you later. Have a good one.
Yeah, you too, man. Thank you for the phone call. That's a great man. I'm all in on that. I am all in on every last bit of what he just said. I'm right there. So Josh, get it up there right now. Before I get back to the phone calls, Scott.